This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken departed Monday for the Middle East following a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect early on Friday. This is Blinken's first trip to the region as the top U.S. diplomat. He will meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts as part of Washington's efforts to build on the Gaza truce. The secretary will hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem and with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Monday that Blinken will meet with Israeli leaders about what he called our ironclad commitment to Israel's security. And Biden continued that Blinken, quote, will continue our administration's efforts to rebuild ties to and support for the Palestinian people and leaders after years of neglect. Biden said the United States will work with regional partners to ensure immediate assistance reaches Gaza in a way that benefits the people there and not Hamas. On Sunday, Blinken spoke to CNN and told them our focus right now relentlessly is on dealing with the humanitarian situation, starting to do reconstruction and rebuild and engage intensely with everyone, with Palestinians, with Israelis, with partners in the region. And again, that was Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaking to CNN on Sunday. Turkey and Poland have signed a deal for the sale of Turkish-made combat drones. The agreement was signed Monday during Polish President Andrzej Duda's three-day visit to Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the deal makes Poland the first NATO and European Union member country to purchase Turkey's unmanned aerial vehicles. This is VOA News. Military officials in Mali have arrested the country's president and prime minister just months into their tenure. This, according to multiple news reports, Mali's president Bouanda and prime minister Mokhtar Wan were seized along with the defense minister and taken to a military base outside the capital, Bamako, according to Reuters and the French news agency. The U.S. embassy in Mali warned U.S. citizens to avoid unnecessary travel in Bamako because the embassy, quote, received reports of increased military activity in the city. The news closely follows a reshuffle of the country's government in which two members of the military junta that seized power in an August coup were replaced. The military overthrew former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita last August. Mali had been mired in months of protests led by the main opposition party in 2020 over an economic crisis, corruption, and Keita's failure to quell an eight-year-old Islamic insurgency. The World Health Organization chief opened the agency's annual World Health Assembly in Geneva on Monday by paying tribute to the 115,000 healthcare workers around the world who lost their lives fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. In his comments to the WHO decision-making body, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's health and care workers have stood in the breach between life and death for nearly 18 months. He said he was pleased that numbers of new cases and deaths had fallen for the last 3 weeks, but also cautioned the world remains a very dangerous place. He said he repeated his critique of the world's wealthiest nations for what he called the scandalous inequity in the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines, noting more than 75% of all vaccine doses have been administered in just 10 countries. He said that situation perpetuates the pandemic. Earlier, Taiwan criticized what it calls indifference by the WHO to the health rights of the island's people. Taiwan was not invited to the World Health Assembly because it says the WHO has given in to pressure from China. Taiwan is excluded from most international organizations like the WHO because of objections from China, which considers the self-governing island to be part of its territory and not an independent country. On Sunday, the Wall Street Journal reported that three scientists from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, were admitted to the hospital in November 2019, a month before China confirmed its first coronavirus case. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.